This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world.
Today, I am bringing you a revolutionary product and one of its founders. Mexican engineer and scientist Jorge Soto has developed, together with a small team, a new product that can detect various types of cancer and other diseases many years before other methods currently used. With a small hardware that they have developed and shared as an open source product, with a smartphone, with a camera, and few reactive chemicals, they can know in about 90 minutes if a person is in the early stages of various cancers, neurological diseases, diabetes, or degenerative neurological conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson. This product is designed to be easy to use and carry even in developing countries and adverse environments, like jungles or deserts, outside cities and hospitals. And it is hoped to be very affordable and user-friendly. Stay with us to hear the story of Jorge Soto from Miraculous.com and their life-saving inventions.
In Atenea Americana, we're talking from KCSU Stanford 90.1 FM, and today we have a guest. He is Jorge Soto. He has done some incredible research where, in a way very inexpensive, that is easy to use, very user-friendly, people can actually detect some types of cancer way before other tests can actually detect it. Hello, how are you? And thank you for being here with us.
Hello, thanks to you.
Thanks. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself first?
Well, I'm originally from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And my background, it's having focusing more on the electronics and also on the data science part. Mm-hmm. I'm the co-founder of Miraculous, which is this life science company. Mm-hmm. Where we've developed a platform to detect this set of very small molecules called microRNAs. From body fluids. I will explain what microRNAs are and how the platform works. But basically, what we're trying to develop is this accurate, this very easy to use and operator independent microRNA detection platform. So people, not only in the US, but also in emerging economies like Latin America in general, can have access to early cancer detection methods and also to companion diagnostic methods. We believe that with our approach, we are the only affordable and accessible means of reading microRNAs in biological samples today.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come up to this idea? Because this is very innovative and very new. How come other people didn't see it? How was the path that took you there?
So my co-founder, she's a postdoc in molecular biology, and she's expert in microRNAs. To explain a little bit more about microRNAs, they are small RNA molecules. So as you know, we have the DNA, which is all the information that we have in our body, and we have the RNA, which is they don't have code inside, but they regulate the coding molecules, like DNA. And microRNAs in particular, they are small RNA molecules, typically between 20 to 25 nucleotides in length, and they regulate gene expression. So today we have identified that there are around 800 different microRNAs in the human genome, and around one-third of those, around one-third of all the human genomes are regulated by microRNAs. So to give you a very simple idea, if you do, for example, a 23andMe test or this test that tells you what is your genome, it only tells you the information you have. It doesn't mean that you have a specific disease. It means that you have the information for a specific disease. But when that disease or when that gene in particular is expressed, microRNAs are the ones that are the first one that knows that they are expressed. The cells that are damaged, they release microRNAs in the bloodstream. At the very early stage, they want that you have the disease. And we created a platform to detect those microRNAs. So we detect the microRNAs, we know where they come from, and then we can predict diseases in the very early stage when they are very treatable and very also cheap for the families.
And how can you, where do you get tests that show you the microRNAs?
So, as I've said, the microRNA expression or the function has been shown to be significantly altered or dysregulated in many diseases, oncology or metabolic diseases like diabetes or Parkinson's disease or other neurodegenerative diseases. So what we do is we have created a platform that includes a biochemistry component, a device, and data algorithms. So first of all, you extract the plasma from a person sample, so it's blood. You know, it's minimally invasive, mm-hmm. And then you you take that that plasma and you combine it with a biochemistry that we provide. This biochemistry, this new mix, you pip it in a standard 96 well plate. Mm-hmm. Each of these wells already has a specific biochemistry that we also created that is looking for a specific microRNAs. And then you put the sample inside a device that we also created. It's very affordable, and actually it's open source. We're going to open up all the designs of the device in a couple of months. And this device, what it's doing is creating the correct luminosity and heating conditions for the reaction to happen. And it's also sending the informations of which wells are reacting to your cell phone. Depending on which wells react, that means also the presence of a specific microRNAs. Mm-hmm. So that presence of a specific microRNAs or combination of microRNAs correlates to the presence of a specific disease. I don't know if I was clear with that.
Well, a little bit. So how long it takes from the moment where you take the blood sample, where you take the plasma, and then you put this chemical in it, it will react, and then you can see through some... I saw the little artifact that you had online. You see through that, you put your cell phone and take a photo of what's happening there. That's kind of what it is, isn't it? But
yes.
How long everything takes?
It takes approximately 90 minutes
for
the entire reaction to happen. So it is a targeted approach. We know which microRNAs we are looking for, and we know which microRNAs are correlated to specific diseases. Mm-hmm. So if the microRNAs that we're looking for react, that means that you have those particular microRNAs and there's a certainty that you have the presence of a specific disease.
This is Atenea Americana, and I am your host, Isabel Juves. You may find this and all my shows at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org. This is a bilingual cultural show, bringing you a window to the Latin and Hispanic universe. Every week, for 2 hours, one in English and one in Spanish, from Stanford to the world. You can also be part of this, leaving me your comments, sharing your thoughts, and even more at stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org.
I invite you to be part of this. And today, we're talking with Jorge Soto from Miraculous.com, a startup that is saving life in an affordable way.
And these chemicals are, it's like just one mix that you use for many diseases, or you start making one for each?
Since we are not looking for specific diseases, we are looking for specific microRNAs. Mm-hmm. And then the presence of those microRNAs correlates to the presence of a disease. So it's one single chemistry. Mm-hmm. And right now we are focusing on detecting 94 different microRNAs, mm-hmm. that we're correlating them to 5 different diseases at this stage.
Mm-hmm. So it's the mix of those microRNAs that makes you a particular disease?
That's right.
Oh, okay. And it can be done by any nurse? Do you need a clinic or a doctor? Or it can be done in like little places in the middle of a jungle? I don't know.
So hopefully in the middle of a jungle in a few more months of research. Right now, one of our key advantages, we're trying to target emerging economies, mm-hmm. where we don't have large budgets for devices, where we don't have large budgets for reagents, and we also don't have an important pool of molecular biologists, PhD molecular biologists. So this is very easy to use. You don't need to have a high trained. You only need to know how to extract blood without hemolysis. And also to combine that with the chemistry that we provide. So we believe that any medical student or molecular biology student can use our platform.
Or maybe a nurse, or it actually needs to be a... Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Oh, nice. And how long have you been working on this?
We've been working on this platform for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And right now we have validated that we are sensitive and specific. That means in science, that means that we can detect different microRNAs when we're looking for them, and also we can detect in very small concentrations of in the range of very small concentrations of microRNAs. And we right now we're in the process of doing clinical trials. So now we're working on the hospital environment, in a chaotic environment, not in the lab where you control all the process. So that's a big challenge for us. And we're focusing mainly in Latin America, to do clinical trials in Latin America, and also in other countries in the Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. So everything started there in Mexico. That's where the idea was created and the first product.
It actually was created in California.
Oh.
That's where we all met. Uh-huh. And that's where we are... That's where we are opening our office in. Actually, we opened our office there yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And our operations are in Germany, actually, in Heidelberg at this moment.
Okay, and you are finding funding from different labs, from big companies. You are funding yourself. How is working for you?
So we began our operations with our own funding and also from grants. And we just closed a round of funding from different investors from the U.S. and China.
I watch a tech talk, and you were also telling the story how sometimes it's not that easy to find what exactly is happening, and it actually happened to one member of your family that when they actually figured out what was wrong, it was very advanced, the disease. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. I mean, the World Cancer, actually tomorrow is the World Cancer Day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of organizations that are in these topics try to create awareness that we are losing the battle against cancer. That's for sure. And the numbers are growing. They are not going down. And that's mainly because our health system is designed around treatment and not in early detection and not in prevention. The World Cancer Report, from the World Health Organization stated that governments must show political commitment to set up the implementation of high quality screening and early detection programs, which are investments rather than costs. So that's a big problem. When people have symptoms, when people go to the public hospitals or to the hospitals, it most of the time means that the disease is advanced, particularly when we're talking about cancer. If you have symptoms or you have suspicions and you're doing a biopsy, Most certainly, that means stage 3 cancer, which is an advanced stage for cancer. But if we detect cancer in early stages, in stage 1 or 2, that is very treatable, and it's easy to monitor, and it's easy also to have to survive it, and it's also cheaper for the families and for the countries. So, but it's not only cancer; it's also other types of diseases. The same thing happens with neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson or Alzheimer. We don't. It is said that when we have symptoms appearing in cancer, in Parkinson or Alzheimer, the disease has been already with us for 10 years, and there's already been an important damage and destruction of neurons. So imagine how it will change if we start detecting the diseases earlier, and also we start monitoring how these diseases are reacting to the medications on a molecular level.
Because today when you get this DNA test, that actually in some places now is not as easy to get, but there are private companies that you can send a sample of your DNA. But what they will tell you is if you have tendency or is in your DNA that you may develop one day one of these diseases, like Parkinson or Alzheimer, but it doesn't tell you that you already have it. It just tells you that you have a bigger probability to later on during your life have it. But with this test, you can actually see if it's starting to develop.
That's exactly right. Genomic information tells us, let's say, it's like our source code. It's all the information that we have that our parents transmitted to us. And it doesn't mean that we will develop the disease, and it also doesn't mean that we won't develop the disease. It only means that we are above or below the average to develop specific diseases depending on the genes that we have. But if we focus on the transcriptomic information, which is microRNAs, we can know in real time when those genes are expressed at that particular moment. That means when there's the presence of a disease.
And why open source?
So we really want to democratize early cancer detection, or not only cancer. We want to focus on different diseases, but we really want to democratize microRNA detection and how it correlates to diseases. We really want to target other countries and other economies that today they don't have access to high quality treatments for cancer detection or cancer treatment, mm-hmm. Like Latin America in general, or the Middle East, or the Southeast Asia. But and also the part that is open source is the device. Mm-hmm. The device, it's although we created it, we don't want that to be a hardware company. And our product, which is the biochemistry to run the reaction, that is not open source. But we will not sell it for an insane amount. It's very accessible, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's very idealistic, but we really want to get people into being very aware about early disease detection, about the monitoring of their transcriptomic information and how it is changing with our behavior or with medication.
Mm-hmm. And the device, can you describe it?
Sure. So we have two versions of the device. One is the one that you described, that you mm-hmm. saw, which is the one that we're using right now for our tests. And basically what it is doing, it's like a small oven. And what it's doing is creating the conditions for the reaction to happen. So it's creating a combination of light and heat. Mm-hmm. And to document the reaction, when each well reacts, there will be a fluorescence. So to document that fluorescence, you put your smartphone on top of it, and the smartphone has an app that is taking pictures and identifying which wells are shining, how much are shining, and how fast they're shining. And that information tells us the presence of a specific microRNA and whether you have a lot or very little of that specific microRNA. And then sending that the cell phone sells that information to our servers, where we do the analysis and interpretation of the information. We are working on a new version of the device that we are actually announcing tomorrow in the World Cancer Day, that you can check out in our website, which mm-hmm. is miraculous.com. Mm-hmm. And basically, it doesn't use the camera of the smartphone anymore. It has one more level of intelligence in the electronic circuitry. So it has an array of photodiodes that it's analyzing also the luminescence, the fluorescence, and sending that information to your smartphone as well via Bluetooth now.
Mm-hmm. And once you have that information, is it readable from your smartphone, or you, I don't know, you send some sort of data that the doctor have to analyze and tell you quietly, like little by little, what is happening, or just sends an alarm and tell you you have this and that?
No, this is for the doctor. This is for the doctor to interpret and mm-hmm. to transmit to the patient.
And already you have 5 different types of cancers that you can actually see from those tests. What are those?
Of cancer, only 3.
Okay.
We're doing breast, lung, and pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And we're also doing a test around diabetes, type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. and also around neurodegenerative diseases. We're doing a trial around depression.
Oh, okay, okay. You say that you are looking forward to also get into the other neurological degenerations like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's?
Yes, eventually, this is only the beginning. Eventually, we want to correlate all the microRNAs to all different types of diseases.
Today, we're talking with Jorge Soto from Miraculous.com, a startup that is saving life in an affordable way.
How many people are you guys in your company? Is it a big team, a small team?
We're a very small team. We're 12 people.
Oh, and that's okay. And you are all spread around the world right now.
We are now divided between our lab in Heidelberg and our new lab in San Francisco, but we're hoping that by April or May, all our team will be located in San Francisco.
It's a place where a lot of companies are just going right now, San Francisco. It's not just around the Silicon Valley, but actually inside San Francisco that is growing as more like a startup center. But you are a little bit more than a startup. You already have a product that is actually working outside. Are there any early users?
Yeah. So our users right now are pharma companies. We're collaborating with pharma companies in Brazil. Research cancer research centers. We're working with one in Germany and one in Mexico, mm-hmm. and also hospitals and universities. And we're collaborating with them in Canada and the U.S.
So it's already being used by doctors and clinics all around.
Only as a clinical trial. So it's not commercially available. It's only for specific and controlled trials. Although we want to that will happen for the next few months.
Yeah, I know that in the U.S. clinical trials are very long and can be very very detailed, and they need a lot of data to come to actually accept something new. How long do you think it's going to take for these to be available in U.S. and how are you finding that clinical trials not in U.S. but outside United States are coming faster or slower? How is that moving?
Yes, all the procedures to get something into the commercially available, it's a very thorough procedure regulated by the FDA. Although we're not targeting at this stage the U.S., we're targeting other countries. Mm-hmm. But we believe that in a period between 3 to 5 years, this can be commercially available also in countries like the U.S.
Oh, okay. Well, it has been very, very interesting to know about this and to see how good work and how important is this research that you guys have done and this new product.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and we'll welcome you. We hope to see you soon in the Bay Area and here at Stanford too.
Looking forward to.
And this was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual House of Culture, on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.